Hades, are you still typing out the script? We should have gone into the recording studio ages ago. What in the name of Olympus happened, man?
Ugh, don't remind me. I had a couple of petitions come from a few disgruntled souls. But besides that, I really enjoyed recounting this tale, and the script is taking me more time than usual.
Well, you better hurry up, brother. Mortals have no patience.
Humph. I'm the Lord of the Underworld, Zeus. Not the God of Time.
And a good thing, too, because if you were the God of Time, then we'd all be at your mercy, and would never get to leave the studio until everything was beyond perfect. Well, I'll see you later, brother. Let us know when that script gets done.
God of Time, God of Time. Perhaps I could... No, it's a risky thing talking to Kronos, and making a deal with him for the sake of a podcast? It would be absurd. Ugh, I'm going for a walk.
How are you, my son? It's been a long time since we last spoke. A little doppelganger told me that you started a podcast. How's that going? I could help grant you a bit more time, you know. You always were the martinet.
Excuse me? You swallowed me before you even had the chance to know me. How can you say that?
Ah, but I have seen you rule this realm, for I am forever bound to Tartarus. I hear your decrees echo through the vast caverns of the underworld. You let no rule go unbroken. Hades, my boy, why don't you relax and let me help you? I'm your father, after all. Let me freeze time to give you the hours or days you need to finish your podcast.
Ha. I'll do that when the Phlegathon freezes over.
I could also speed time up and make you even later than you already are. You wouldn't want me to do that to you, would you?
Is that a threat?
Oh no, absolutely not. What could I possibly do here in Tartarus? Although... Whoops, it seems as though it's already the eve before Monday. How did that happen, I wonder?
What, Sunday night already? How is this even possible? It was Wednesday just a moment ago.
Oh, did time slip by a tad too swiftly? These things do happen, especially when one has the means to adjust the flow. But let me assure you, Hades, it was not my intention to rush you.
Not your intention? You speak of manipulating time as if it were a mere plaything. What are you truly after, Dad?
Dad? None of you has ever called me that, and I can't say I blame you, given that I swallowed you all in order to keep my power. You, more than the others, inherited my sharp mind and strategic way of doing things. So how do I know you aren't simply calling me Dad to get me to let down my guard?
It's true, I've learned to navigate the world with a careful mind and strategic thought. But not every move is a play for power or an attempt to manipulate. The Titanomachy, that war, I never wanted it. No more than I want the unwanted, the lost, tossed into Tartarus as if their fates are mere footnotes in our squabbles. That's actually why I started my podcast.
Your podcast? How does that tie into this conversation?
The podcast is my attempt to mend what's broken, to share stories from all corners of the world, including those misunderstood or forgotten. Each tale, each myth, is a chance to bring compassion and empathy where there's been none, to show that there's beauty and wisdom in the narratives of every culture, particularly those that have been overshadowed by the tales from the so-called superpowers.
And you believe this can truly make a difference? That stories can bridge the divides wrought by time and war?
Absolutely. Stories have the power to heal, to bring us together, to make us see the world through the eyes of others. And it's working slowly. People listen, they learn, they start seeing beyond their backyard. You know, it's not just about retelling the tales of old. It's about breathing life into these tales for a new audience and keeping the traditions and folklore of every culture alive.
You know, Hades, hearing of your work, it fills me with pride. To think my son is using his domain to bridge worlds, not with power or fear, but with empathy and understanding. It's more than I could have hoped for.
Pride? From you, that's quite unexpected. If that's the case, I have a proposition for you. Next week, I'm featuring a Palestinian tale, a story filled with adventure and showcasing resilience and resolve in the face of adversity. How would you feel about participating? Taking on a role, lending your voice to one of the characters?
To participate in your podcast as a character from a story, even though I was the cause of your delay.
Yes, even though you were the cause of the delay. Think of it as making amends. It's an opportunity for you to contribute to something positive, to be part of a project that aims to bring understanding and empathy to the forefront. It's about changing narratives, not just for the listeners, but perhaps for ourselves as well.
Participate and perhaps alter my own narrative in the process? This is an intriguing proposition, Hades. I must admit, the thought of being part of your endeavor, of helping to share these stories and maybe in some small way reshaping how I'm seen, it's more appealing than I would have expected.
Exactly. It's a chance to turn over a new leaf and create a brighter future. So what do you say? I could really use a djinn.
I'll have to think about it.
Go ahead, but not even you have all the time in the world to give me an answer.
Touché, my son, touché.